Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin by saying, hey, we're returning to session next week. The budget is on the docket and will be for the next month. What are your priorities as we launch into this budget season?
Well, we are returning to session next week. Both the House and Senate will be in session on starting on June 1st. And certainly June is the month that we look to complete a final budget for the coming fiscal year. And that's certainly a top priority for me. House Democrats continue to push for a budget that spends more money than what we have, which is not responsible budgeting. I'm continuing to push for a final budget that respects the taxpayers, that doesn't spend more money than what we have coming in, and funds the core functions of government. And that's what I'm going to continue pushing for in the month of June. And I certainly hope that we can have a completed budget before the end of the month.
And of course, we are just coming off of the Memorial Day holiday. I understand that you got to speak at an event in Ulysses. Could you tell us about what you got to experience there?
It was an honor to speak at the Memorial Day service at the Ulysses Cemetery on Monday. The community came out in force to remember and honor those who have given their lives to protect our freedom. It was moving to see so many people come together to recognize the sacrifices of our servicemen and women. Thanks to everyone that attended. And I'd like to give a special thanks to the members of the Carl E. Hyde American Legion Post 963 in Ulysses for hosting this special ceremony.
Some really interesting stuff going on that is possibly going through the state and possibly going through every area of the state. And we're talking about CareerLink Mobile Unit. I understand you got to have a tour of this. Can you tell us what this is all about?
The PA CareerLink system is operated in our district by Workforce Solutions for North Central PA. And they recently added a PA CareerLink mobile unit to improve and expand access to career services across our 6-county coverage area. I had the opportunity to check out their mobile unit this week when it was in Bradford. And certainly, I think it's a great opportunity for us to expand services in the region. They provide very valuable career services, and I want to encourage folks to reach out to CareerLink and utilize these services, and this will enable them to better serve multiple communities throughout the 6-county region. So I want to thank everyone at PA CareerLink for the great work that they do in our region.
The property tax rent rebate program every year is a wonderful program that helps out those that might be struggling with their property taxes or their rent. I understand that the application deadline has been extended again this year. Can you tell us when it's been extended to and how folks can apply for this program?
Well, this is a very important program that's helped many senior citizens, both in our district and throughout the Commonwealth. And it's a program that we've significantly expanded over the last couple of years. The deadline to apply for the program is typically the end of June, but it was recently announced that the application deadline has been extended until December 31st, which has occurred for the past several years. The income limits for this property tax rent rebate program increased again this year to just over $48,000 for both homeowners and renters. And remember to exclude 50% of Social Security when determining your income. And the maximum rebate for the program is $1,000. The program is open to residents age 65 years of age or older, widows or widowers age 50 and older, and people with disabilities age 18 and older. There's no need to pay anyone for assistance to complete an application. My district offices are open and available to assist with the completion of these documents, and rebates will begin being distributed on July 1st, as required by the law. And for more information, please reach out to one of my district offices.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.